Well, a guest joining us here in the studios this morning for our program, Dustin McLaren, in with us here this morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jim.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, appreciate you coming in here this morning. I want to talk a little bit about the progress so far. I think a lot of folks around the area are pretty familiar by now with Steele McLaren's story, a difficult situation with an accident that happened that caused a traumatic brain injury, and we all know those are time-consuming to overcome, but making progress, it sounds like.
Yeah, it's a slow process, but we finally hit some traction, and he's started to talk. He started to do some walking with assistance, and he's improving every day now. It's really exciting.
Have the doctors and nurses given you kind of some benchmarks, some goals to look forward to as the process moves forward?
Kind of. They're cautious. They're very mm-hmm. cautious, but he's supposed to be released on March 4th, and there's a chance that he could be walking in some sort of way. It wouldn't be on our own like me and you, but he, with a walker or something else, there's a chance. And since we're bringing him home, you know, even if he could take 3 or 4 steps to help, you know, you get him to the bathroom door and he could make it without a wheelchair accessible bathroom, because we're hoping it's a short-term deal. So we haven't done a lot of work to our houses, his mother, Jess, and myself. So we're optimistic. We really didn't think we'd ever be here, but it's coming, and he's getting so much better every day. It's just really good to see.
Yeah, of course, a very athletic young man, and which also leads to a very competitive young man. Does he bring that into this process?
Yeah, it's helping that he's been pushed, and he's been, not that he gets yelled at, but he knows that he's got to give his best. And I tell him every time I see him, you know, you're the one that's going to benefit. You're the only one that, you know, it's your work and it's the rest of your life. So let's give it everything every day.
Yeah. Didn't he wrestle?
He wrestled for a couple years. Yeah.
For Coach Duff.
Yeah. He knows about hard work.
Yeah. He knows about being pushed to work hard. Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure of that.
You bet.
Very good. I know a lot of people have kind of been following along a lot of the social media opportunities there for folks to follow. Have you heard a lot of feedback from folks through that?
Oh my, yes. And we've had a lot of questions that he's got 34,000 followers right now.
Oh, my goodness.
So many of those followers are from Atlantic, but obviously they're just around the world, around the country especially. We have questions that come up, and we're able to ask people that have been there, done that, have experience in this, and we get so many responses that have been really valuable. But we put videos on there so people can kind of be right with us every day, and it seems to help them, it helps us. It's all been really therapeutic. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, we've talked about this before, but the outpouring of support, both the financially as well as the moral support that you've been getting from a lot of folks, has just been overwhelming.
I've never seen anything like it. I've never really heard of anything like it. Friends, neighbors, acquaintances, and people from all over the country have sent us, you know, sometimes little checks, sometimes bigger checks, but it's just because somehow Steele's grabbed their heart, and some of them have been through it, and some of them know what struggles we're going to be going through, and it's been overwhelmingly helpful. Some of them will write letters 3 pages long telling us about their story or just telling us how Steele's affected their life. But yeah, we want to really thank everyone who's helped put together the donations, everyone that's given, and it has been so many people that have given, I can't begin to thank them. It's going to enable us to do some things with Steele that are kind of unconventional. There's a lot of healing out there that is not like medical certified. So we are planning on taking him down to New Orleans to a hyperbaric chamber. And this is like a high-pressure oxygen, oh, it's like a glass coffin that they'd be slipped into. And it's got high pressure where normally we would breathe 21% oxygen just in everyday atmosphere. And he goes, and he's breathing 100% oxygen at 3 times the rate. So it's kind of forced into his body, and it, not only his red blood cells, but his plasma. And that just goes right to the injury. And the healing is dramatic. I mean, we are really optimistic that no matter what position he goes to New Orleans in, I mean, we hope he's 90%, but I'm confident it's going to help him. If he's 50%, it may bring him up. If it's 60, but even if he's 99%, I think it's definitely going to see improvement. So that's like a 9-week program. So we'll be down there, and this, the money that people have given is going to go right to his healing. So,
and just to be clear, this probably wouldn't happen without that kind of support.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't know what we would do. I mean, there's a lot of things out there that we're going to be able to do, and we've done research, and we've had, like I say, a lot of these people have given us advice, and interestingly, it's not really the doctors, because the doctors don't conform to this kind of stuff, but it's out there. It's just not FDA certified, so either for insurance reasons or the thing, they really aren't up to date on some of this stuff. These are the non-conventional doctors that are doing it. I mean, we are going to see a doctor in New Orleans. It's not some random guy that thought it'd be cool. It's very, very scientifically proven, and many, many tests, and safe, and everything else. So we're not risking anything. There's very little risk, and the upside is very, very big. So the people have allowed us to do that. You know, there's some laser technology out there that we're looking into hard that will help kind of do the same thing. It increases the healing, decreases the inflammation, and we're gonna be able to do it. It's just because of the people and their kindness and their generosity. So we're just got the hammer down, and we're just kind of trying to do as much as we can as quick as we can, because that first 6 months is really, really the best healing time. So
sure.
We're not around Atlantic very much anymore.
Well, you know, you got to be where you got to be. It's amazing to me, though, because in a world where we've kind of tuned everybody into short attention spans, you know, it's like, okay, that was yesterday's news. Now we move on. This happened, what, October?
October 25th.
October.
Yeah.
So you're several months down the road here, and yet we're still. In fact, I got an email the other day from someone in the Des Moines area saying, "Hey, do they still have those bracelets? We want to support. How do we do that?" You know, you're still getting people that are jumping in at this particular time in a world where our attention spans tend to, you know, be short and move on to the next thing. You're still getting all kinds of support.
Absolutely. If I post something on Facebook, within 5 minutes, I've got 100 responses. Of either, hey, we're praying for you, hey, we're thinking of you, or some kind of little advice or just a pep talk, and it helps a lot. But I was in Cedar Rapids working last week, and I went through a Chick-fil-A drive-thru, and the back window of my truck said strong as steel, and the lady at the drive-thru says, oh, how do you know steel?
Oh, wow.
So they're out there, and she just said, you know, I pray for them every day, and it was just made my day, so... Yeah, we're very blessed and very supported.
Yeah, and I know one of the reasons we wanted to sit down and do this was just specifically just to thank everyone for all the support.
Yeah, we do want to thank everyone, and I really haven't had a chance yet. It's kind of been emotional, but Dave Christensen and Tim Ronfeld from NIDA were the EMTs on. They volunteer in NIDA.
They were on the call that day?
Yep. So none of it would have been possible.
They had to, I mean, obviously they had to make the initial assessment. They had to do all the initial work and stabilize things to be able to make this all happen.
These guys are volunteers that help a small town out so much. I mean, I don't know, this was a horrific scene, that they really had their A game, and they were able to do everything.
When you've spent a number of years working with the Atlantic Fire and Rescue, so you kind of have an idea what goes on there.
It's a big commitment to your town, mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize if they didn't have people that would dedicate their lives to this, how much different small town life would be. I mean, it's dramatic, and these guys didn't know what they were coming up on, but they sure got their A game on quick and did everything they could. And it didn't look good. They really saved his life, so we're grateful.
Well, maybe folks sometimes don't understand that some of the actions that are taken, that's why there's so much training involved, because the actions that are taken initially can greatly affect what the outcome is later.
Absolutely. I mean, I had a chance to be an EMT here in Atlantic, and I just couldn't dedicate the time. I mean, I had small kids and family and work on the road, and I just couldn't do it. But thank goodness you know, Atlantic, Griswold, Lewis, every small town, Messina. You've got people there that are dedicated, and you need to recognize them, because the continuing education is constant, and every year they have to get so much in, and they don't get any praise, really. I mean, it's unbelievable the amount of time and effort they put in just to make your small town better and safer. So we are really, really thankful.
Yeah, absolutely, to have those kind of folks that'll put forth that time, effort, and educational time, too, because there's a lot of training involved to make that effort to make your community a little bit better. Very good. So what's next? You're running out of time here in Omaha. You got a few weeks left there, and then you move forward.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, the next 2 weeks are going to be up in the air. Mm-hmm. They're going to boot us from Madonna at that time in Omaha, just for insurance reasons. Mm-hmm. But he's going to be close to being ready. We're looking at outpatient things now. We've looked it on with Life in Ankeny. We're considering going back to Madonna for outpatient. But we're also looking at Atlantic, because at the position he's going to be, we're hopeful that they can take care of some of his speech therapy, his you know, he's in a position to walk or get ready to walk, and it's not all high tech. I mean, Madonna has a lot of high tech stuff, but I think we'll get some stuff done local, so we're not traveling every day, and we just kind of got to wait to see where he's at on March 4th.
Is there a benefit for him, too, in the healing process to have some familiarity?
Oh, well, there would be. This corona stuff has really kicked us in the rear. His brothers, his extended family, his mom and I, his mom's Jess Ellis, and she wants to thank everyone as well. But they have not moved an inch on letting anybody in other than her and I. We're on the first floor, so they can come to the window and look in. But he's asking for his brothers and his friends now. He's starting to figure out, and he's confused some of the time a little bit, but he knows where he's at, and he knows what happened. And it's kind of sad that they can't be a part of it as much as they certainly want to be, and as much as he needs it. We've learned how valuable family and friends are in therapy, and this corona stuff has really taken precedence over that. We've begged, we've pleaded, we've argued, we've done whatever we could, and it's a big, big no. They're not coming in.
Sure.
So it's been tough on that for them especially, but, you know, Grandpa, Grandma, they haven't seen him, and they sure want to.
I bet.
So, yeah.
Well, and of course, we're here sitting here today thanking folks for the outpouring of support that's been going on over the last several months. Steele, well aware of all that by now. He knows the kind of support that folks have been providing.
Well, we've told him, but I don't think he grasps it. I mean, I'm really looking forward and hoping that the green lights are still in Atlantic. When we come home, we can take a tour. We can look at all the windows that have his, you know, 32 strong, that kind of stuff in their windows. But we have told him every day, but no, I don't think he understands yet. I mean, he hasn't seen, there's been people that have made portfolios with cards. I mean, he's had thousands of cards that have been sent to him and Christmas ornaments. And no, we haven't shown him all that stuff. We've shown him some of the ornaments and we've shown him some of the cards, but he doesn't grasp it yet. What kind of support he's received.
Well, he's been pretty isolated. Once he gets out and circulates a little bit, then he'll realize gravity of everything.
You
too.
Bet he will.
The scope. Well, very good. Well, again, thanks so much for coming in. I know it's never difficult or never easy to sit down. These are difficult things to kind of talk about, too. But appreciate you coming in and visiting a little bit, giving folks a firsthand update here. And people had a cause to rally around. I mean, it's sad that it was this, but, you know, that's, we can't help. We're not doctors and nurses. Yeah. We can't help with the healing process. All we can do is what we can handle, and sometimes that might be, you know, emotional support, financial support, whatever folks can do, and they've sure been generous.
Yeah, and I think it's helped some of them as well. They've told us how much following along has helped, but I think in the long run, if we can get him back and get him, you know, really close to where he was, it's, everyone's going to know it was well worth it. So keep in touch, and we'll try to keep everyone, you know, on the same page where he's at, because they've helped us along the way, and we're going to keep them right involved. So.
All right. Well, we're still in the early chapters of this story. We look forward to a great conclusion, though, at some point. Thanks for coming in, Dustin. Prayers to you and Jess and Steele, the rest of the family. I hope everything continues to go forward in a positive fashion. Thanks for stopping by. Keep us updated.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
You bet.